Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines, a place where we bring you stories our reporters have been covering right across the country. Maybe we take a deeper look into the stories that have been in our bulletins, and maybe you'll hear something that you've missed today. Coming up, and we speak to the owner of an award-winning cat.
In the local theatre, he frequently goes in and gate crashes shows and things that are going on.
And we chat to a seven-year-old with a side hustle.
I bought the boobies. I also helped pay my dad back some money for the printer.
But first, in the story that has dominated headlines today, and the taxi driver who picked up the Southport killer has told a public inquiry he regrets not calling the police sooner. When a dance class of children were being attacked, Gary Poland says he thought gunshots had been fired and drove away fearing for his life, waiting 50 minutes before dialing 999. Our regional correspondent, Victoria Glover, has been following proceedings at Liverpool Town Hall today.
Mr. Poland's told the inquiry the perpetrator of this attack got out of his taxi without paying. He followed him, demanding the money, before watching him enter the heart space. Moments later, he recalls hearing what he believed at the time were four or five gunshots. His dashcam footage then captured children fleeing the building screaming as he drives away from the venue. He says it was terrifying. He was in panic mode and drove away in shock. He has been challenged by Nicholas Mosk, KC, counsel to the inquiry, over why he then made two phone calls to a friend and picked up another fare before returning home to call the police. Mr. Poland has accepted in evidence today that he should have stopped on Hart Street as soon as he was out of harm's way to dial 999. The inquiry continues.
Elsewhere today, and we've been in Swindon, where investigations are continuing to work out what caused a huge explosion in the town. Emergency services were called to a warehouse on Crompton Road there last night and have remained on the scene throughout today. Our reporter Sian Roach has more.
Well, it was a dramatic night in Swindon.
By about 90 minutes, I missed that explosion, which is crazy to think.
Police, ambulance and fire crews rushed to Groundwell Industrial Estate around 7:30 last night following reports of a major explosion in a warehouse which is believed to be used by a printing business. Photos show a huge fireball and plumes of black smoke billowing into the sky. Many living nearby tell us they felt their houses shake.
I was just in the middle of having dinner and literally the house and its foundations shook. And then heard people screaming out here. So then I rush out the door and then literally like an inferno. I was literally scared that flames were going to come across the street.
We felt a massive boom and obviously the ground vibrated. And next thing we could see all this black smoke rising above the trees.
He actually thought it had been an aeroplane crashed into the building. No one knew what was going on.
Swindon Borough Council leader Jim Robbins has today paid tribute to the first responders involved.
I want to say a huge thank you to the emergency services for their really quick and very impressive response to last night's incident.
It's understood there are no casualties, but there will be repairs needed for nearby buildings. Jolene Dunnan-Hale and Jason O'Grady are head coaches at Swindon Martial Arts and Fitness, which is just down the road from where the explosion happened.
There was a crack in one of the walls. The ceiling apparently had lifted right up, and then obviously when it's banged back down, it has cracked one of the walls. So it's just a bit of a clean-up.
We've had a walk through the estate and we've seen the state of the buildings. It's horrific, so we're just glad that, you know, selfishly that wasn't our building and everyone's safe and we still got a job to go to.
Oh, come on, you know by now that we love an animal story on Behind the Headlines. Well, the National Cat Awards have crowned their champions at a ceremony in London. 12 cats made it to the final with Fizz, a ginger cat from Mid Wales, taking the top category, get it? Fizz's owner, Bryony, says he was a surprise entry to the competition.
I actually cried. I was so, so proud of him. But I didn't even enter him into this competition. Somebody local nominated him. And to this day, I still don't know who nominated him for the award. So the fact he's gone on and won it is absolutely incredible. In the local theatre, he frequently goes in and gate crashes shows and things that are going on. Earlier this year, Caleb Cooper from Clarkson's Farm was on stage in the local theatre and Fizz managed to wander in on the stage. Caleb picked him up and continued his interview with Fizz sat on his lap. He gate crashed a local wedding the other day and ended up in the wedding photographs. He's just amazing. He's just got so many stories of all the things he's done. And I think that's what the judges saw, was that he is truly a cat that connects the community.
Northern Ireland now, where First Minister Michelle O'Neill says there are serious questions still to be answered after a report found PSNI surveillance on journalists and lawyers. She's been reacting to the McCulloch Review, published yesterday. Our chief reporter James Gold spoke to her.
The review identified more than 20 attempts by the PSNI to uncover journalist sources. However, it must be noted that the covert surveillance of journalists and lawyers was not widespread or systematic. Still with that in mind, Michelle O'Neill says confidence has taken a hit.
The significance of this is not, can't be understated, and I think that there's a lot more to come in terms of what actually happens next to we actually bottom this out. But it also strikes, I think, very acutely to trust in local policing.
PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher says he will implement all of the review's recommendations to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Story today, and I love this next one. And when did you start making money through a little side hustle? Well, meet a 7-year-old girl from Norfolk who's raked in £800 through her 3D printing business. She spoke with our senior reporter Tom Claiborne.
So then, Lila, what's been selling like hotcakes to your friends at school?
A toothless, dragon, and animals, play sets. Yeah, they've been buying a lot of things.
She and her dad, Simon, started this business in 2025 after seeing others doing it and thinking, well, they could do it better. New stats show that just over an eighth of children in the UK have already made more than a grand from their side hustles, with over two-thirds of young people saying they want to become entrepreneurs when they grow up. That's according to finance group Go Henry. So then, Lila, what have you been doing with all this hard-earned money?
I bought the boobies. I also helped pay my dad back some money for the printer and supplies.
This work shows that kids are also setting up firms in online reselling, tech and social media influencing.
Good luck to her. I absolutely love that. For more on these stories, head to the news page of our website or check out our social media channels. And be sure to come back again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.